Welcome to the Socialize Forecast, March 19th, 2024, the Tuesday edition of the Socialize Podcast, where we take you through the trends, original content ideas, and social media updates of the week. Before we get started, as always, I'd like to remind you of a few things. Number one, our new website is live, and are we excited? Because now when you go to hellosocialize.com, at the top, you can click Learn, and you will see a drop-down menu. There are tutorials, courses, and workshops. So then you can choose which of those things you're interested in. And for example, if you go to workshops, you'll always find the newest workshop registration at the top, and then all the previous workshops below it. So you can follow along on the editing series, or you can explore the other workshops we have there. I'm really excited about this, mostly because when you click tutorials now, all of the tutorials are created as links with labels. So you can, instead of having to scroll through TikTok to find what you want, scroll through Instagram, you can just go there, click tutorials, and then choose, do you want to see CapCut tutorials? Do you want to see Instagram, Facebook? Do you want to see TikTok? You can click on one and sort, and you will be able to find everything you need neatly labeled. This makes me so happy, just because a lot of times people will message me and ask me if I have a tutorial on something. And I know that I do, but I have to scroll way the heck down on my own page to find it, to tag them. So this is where everything is organized and is so clear and easy to find. So please go check it out. And I'll tell you why I want you to check it out, because due to the moving over of the website from to Squarespace in order to make this really nice website, we now have our emails being directed to spam. So on our last email send on Friday, if you're listening to this and you think you didn't get an email last Friday, or if you know someone who receives our emails, please spread the word to look in your junk folder, look in your spam folder. Apparently, a lot of the emails were rerouted to the spam folders due to this change in website. I'm not sure what the backend problem is with it. We are trying to solve it with the email server people. We have our email on Beehive and they are troubleshooting it, but it's really frustrating because I subscribed to the email and I didn't get it. So I was like, where is it? And I found it in my own spam, which is crazy. So please be aware of that and look in your spam folder and make sure you mark the email as not spam, the team email team at hellosocialize.com where the emails come. So please make note of that. Also, regarding workshops, the next one, hopefully by the time you're listening to this, our next one is already posted there and announced. I'm going to do a continuing transition workshop because a lot of people wanted me to teach another transition. And because I go slow on those workshops, I don't like to cram too many things into one lesson. I want to make sure you learn the one thing that I'm trying to teach. So we are going to have another transition workshop coming up in April. Okay, hooray to that. Let's get to the newsletter, the social media updates of the week. And the first one is, you can't miss this one unless you've been living under a rock, but the royal family has taken the internet by storm. And I mean everywhere. It's even on the local news, the national news, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you name it. And it's all about people sharing theories, memes, and more about the whereabouts of Kate Middleton. So after Kensington Palace has been seemingly withholding information, we are all out here wondering, the royal family has survived so many things, but can they survive the internet, which is might be their toughest challenge yet? And this one I thought was interesting because a friend of mine wrote a LinkedIn post, and she had a great post about it, Grace McCarrick, which is, because we are so used to, as a society, getting our information so quickly, so instantly, we can Google anything we need immediately. When someone is operating with more of an old school mentality of how they're going to withhold information or release things as they want to, it really causes angst among the public, because the public is used to getting their information immediately. So as a society, that's what we're programmed for. So to operate in a different way and try to work in an older school mindset, it's really, you're almost pissing people off. And so I'm going to be curious to see how this all unfolds. None of us really know what's happening. It's not like I'm going to come here and give you any of the theories either, because there's so many. But supposedly now they're going to be releasing information soon. But again, they're doing this thing of withholding and telling when they're going to release information as a way of managing the train wreck. But it's what it's happening is it's turning into a bigger train wreck. So that's where we are with that. in terms of on the American front, TikTok, our favorite, Elise Myers, at least many people's favorite, has cleared her page and is taking a step back from social media. If you don't know who she is, maybe you haven't been on the app long enough, but she is a very, very famous creator who has shared her struggles with her anxiety. And she's also very, very funny and has a great sense of humor. She's also a very talented singer as well. She's got many talents. And she has, I think, finally had to take a step back. She's cleared her page. And it's a bummer because we don't really know exactly why it happened, but apparently there was a lot of negativity and she was targeted with some hate messages specifically on her videos. And at one point, I guess it finally just broke her and she has enough going on in her life. She has, I believe, two little children and her second one was having some health struggles. So keeping in mind these two things that are unfolding on both sides of the pond, it's more important than ever to realize kindness is what we really need to be spreading on the internet and not negativity and not hate and not rumors. And if we can all march in that direction, I just think the internet and social media in general will be a much more happy place. So let's try that, shall we? Moving on to the trends for the week, we have a nice one, which is really easy, which is a Risa Tisa quote. And if you remember her from a couple of weeks ago, she has the big, she's blown up the internet with her stories, with her story, "Who the Fuck Did I Marry?" And her quote now is basically somebody using a piece of her line, part 37 of "Who the Fuck Did I Marry?" blah, 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 as she starts to talk. And what the text is on the screen is where you share, you can lip sync to the audio or just play the audio, and you add titles about what you could spend hours explaining or who you feel comfortable debriefing on your favorite subject. You can use this for your business. You can use this about a favorite book that you love, a favorite show that you like. If you're a Taylor Swift fan and you just could spend hours talking about it, who do you spend time doing that with? You can use this for your customers, your business, what you could spend hours talking about your product. And so you can really take this one in any direction. So go for it. And it's very easy to use. The next one is fun, and it's more poking fun at either a partner or a friend, or you can poke fun at yourself, which is share your inner princess. So what does this mean? It means, is there someone in your life who conveniently just lives blissfully and lets someone else do all the work and then they just show up? That's one way to do it, where a lot of husbands and boyfriends are thrown under the bus. I know a friend of mine who could really run with this one because she had a really funny line on Christmas morning where she said, her husband still believes in Santa Claus because when he wakes up in the morning, he doesn't know where all those presents came from under the tree because she does all the shopping. So there's a lot of funny ways you can use a trend like this by poking fun at someone that you love. Don't be mean. It's just all in good fun. Or you can just use the trending audio behind your vlog, your photos, make a music video using the audio since it is trending. But it's a good one where you can, if you don't want to poke fun at someone else, I don't tend to like to poke some fun at someone else. I'd rather poke fun at myself. So I could probably use the audio to make fun of myself as when I'm the inner princess. When I am traveling with Julie, I never have to worry about plans or anything because she's directions, because she takes care of it all. So if you have somebody, if you have a thing about yourself that you want to share and that's more comfortable for you to poke fun at yourself, go for it. That's how I like to roll when it comes to really pointing a finger. I like to just point it right back at myself. Okay. The last one is, are you free? And it's, and this one's really great for potential businesses, announcing an event. It could be anything in your life that you're looking forward to. And it's a photo trend. So again, it's really easy. So your first photo will say, are you free? And then you pick the date. And then your second photo is what's happening on that date. So you can use this to say, on the second photo, the first photo, are you free? Such and such a date. Second photo, absolutely or absolutely not, because you're going to the event that you're posting on the second photo. So you can use this spin on it. The way the creator that we featured here did it, she wrote absolutely not. And you could see she's got a concert she's going to attend that day. And so you're answering the question, are you free? And then because you have plans already, your answer to that person is, no, I'm not free because here are my plans. You could spin this to be, hell yes, I'm free and this is what's happening. You can spin it however you want, but it could be a really fun way for a business to take advantage of announcing an upcoming release, an upcoming sale, an upcoming live event that they're hosting, I could really do one about Julie's comedy shows because I love to share when she's performing her comedy. So that is a great one and a nice, easy one to announce something special. All right. Don't forget to look for our next upcoming workshop, which is posted on our website under the hellosocialize.com. Click on learn, click on workshops, and you can find the registration there, because by the time this podcast is live, the next workshop will be announced. So you can jump over there and grab it. And now let's move on to original content ideas. First one's super fun for any niche is share a list of tools you need. So for me, I would do content creation tools, what I use to make my videos. If you're in the space of baking, you can use this to what is your favorite handful of baking tools that you would not leave home without in terms of your craft. If you are a potter, what are your pottery tools that you love? You can use this to really, even in your workplace, you can say what's your favorite things to use for your job if you're working in certain industry. So lots of fun ways to use that and keep it in your niche and a nice subtle way to remind people of what you do. The next one is post what makes you happy. This one I love because, especially because of the subjects we talked about this week earlier in the episode here, where it's so much negativity happening on social media. So with all that negativity and crap going on in the world, maybe cut through the clutter on social media and share something that truly makes you happy. This will be a good way to bring positivity out and attract more positivity into your life. I'm truly a believer personally that the more joyful and joy we can bring to others, that's what we'll receive in return. And having just been involved in a project where there was a lot of angst in the project, and when one person is bringing some angst into a situation, it really does impact and spread. And so in the same way that negativity can spread to others, positivity can do the same thing. Only isn't it better for everyone if that's what you're spreading? So I urge you, when you're going through something and you're thinking, oh my God, I'm just having a horrible day because of this, don't really take it out on other people. Try to really put yourself aside and say, I am not going to bring my energy into this situation and bring everyone else down with me. Instead, I'm either going to silence it up and keep quiet about it, or I'm going to flip my mind and figure out what's positive about this situation and go in that direction. So it's just a reminder and an easy way to make some content where you're sharing something that makes you happy. And won't that make other people happy too? I sure hope so. All right, next is spring has almost sprung. March is coming to an end and we are entering into spring. So it's now a time to get ahead of that spring fever thing. And we do have holidays coming early. Easter is early this year. So you can start to prepare for all of those holidays. And I'm sure we'll be seeing some holiday trends appearing in the next couple of newsletters. So keep an eye out for that. For today's tutorial, I have decided to take the swipe thing that I taught in the slow-paced workshop, the swipe transition, and make that a shorter tutorial. I will say short, but I think it's almost 4 minutes long because I never like to go that fast. I want to make sure you can accomplish whatever it is. So I don't like to speed through anything. So even though I have a lot of people that will say, oh, that was too fast, and I'm going to tell them, just go to the workshop because it's even slower. But on my TikTok, on my Instagram, I still do not try to speed my edits up to keep my audience engaged. I do the opposite tactic. I slow it down to keep people engaged, because when I'm going fast, I immediately am going to lose someone. So this is an interesting tactic to think about for your content in general. If you think, I have to talk fast because I got to keep people interested, sometimes the opposite is true. If you slow it down, you're kind of forcing people to stick around for the next thing. So you don't always have to use that tactic of cut, keep people interested, go fast, or talk really fast, keep people interested, unless you know it's a boring story and you're going to lose them. But you can slow your pace down. So that's what I did on this tutorial. I think it is a 4-minute lesson posted on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube and Facebook. And it's how to create a simple transition where you go like that, you swipe your hand down, and it changes the scene behind. And I taught that as a slow-paced workshop in an hour. And I took people's questions and I explained it super slowly, repeated over what things I was doing so that beginners could really understand it. But in this tutorial, I broke it down slowly for a piece of social media content. So it's a quicker little shorter lesson, but it's not fast paced. So at least you can learn it. And it's a very simple one. And if that one still is too fast for you when you click on it and watch, then definitely go to the workshop and watch Editing 106, where I taught that exact thing in a much slower pace, even slower than the slow pace of the tutorial. Okay, so that's what we have for this week. I would love to answer some questions if I can find some. And this is a TikTok question. So Penny has written in to ask where the save button has gone on her TikTok account. And it's interesting because there's a few people who have come into my comments and asked me this question on TikTok. So I made a tutorial showing where it moved to. So Penny, I hope this helps you. On the right-hand side, after you go and if you have a draft and you finish recording it, on the right, you usually have that down arrow where you can save the video without the TikTok watermark on it. But it seems to have disappeared. However, if you look along that right-hand column, at the very bottom, there is a down arrow on the right-hand side. So if you tap the down arrow and then use your finger to scroll along the right side, at the very, very bottom of the scroll, you will see that the save arrow has moved there. So look over there in that spot, and I will try to see if I can find the tutorial. I'm going to scroll through the tutorials. Actually, I'm going to go look on my website and find the tutorial where I show it, and I'm going to link it in the newsletter for sure. But if you tap on the side, tap the bottom arrow, scroll, do a little scroll, and you'll see more options, and the save button should be there. So what Penny did was she played it and she screen recorded it and then cropped out the side buttons, but that will make your video much more blown up and cropped in than you really want it. So there are other ways around that, which is to save it. And then I have a hack on how to remove the watermark by grabbing the audio and then replacing the audio on your video. There's a lot of steps to it and it's time consuming. So if you can find that save button in that little secret spot, you're going to be in much better shape. So I urge you to look for that. Another question I received this week in my TikTok DMs is, why don't I record this swipe transition in TikTok or in Instagram and then edit it in there? So I want to just address that because I do that often, and I record all my videos with my regular camera and then I edit them in CapCut. And I will tell you the reason I do that is that I don't have to worry about remembering to hit the little save button before I post. Because when I do it in the app, I tend to just go next and put it in drafts and post and forget to save it. And then I never have a copy without the watermark. So as a habit, I record in my regular camera, I then edit in CapCut, and then I have a clean video exported that I can put on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, wherever I want without having to remember to save it. So that is just a little hot tip on how, if you need to operate on multiple channels, a very efficient way to do it is to do that, record in your regular camera. If you don't, so that's why people are like, well, you could do the same thing in TikTok. Yes, you can, but then you have to remember to save it if you want to post it somewhere else. And my problem is I forget. So if you're like me and you're moving quickly and you forget and you know you're going to forget, you're better off just recording it in a separate app. Because then, look, even if you export it and can't find it in your phone, you can always go back to the project and export it again. So it doesn't go away. It's always there for you. And I highly recommend operating that way if you're someone who is trying to manage multiple social media channels at the same time. The last thing I'm going to leave you with today is just a funny personal anecdote, which is I was stuck at the airport yesterday and I made a very off-the-cuff video, which was a trend. I actually went into our newsletter, went into my email, picked one of the trends and said, I'm going to just do this trend here at the airport. And it was completely random. It was just one shot of me just looking around at the airport because I was having these delays. And then on the screen, I put the text why the delays were happening. That video has 220,000 views as of this moment. I cannot explain it. I can't explain it because it doesn't have saves. It has very few comments, yet it has 220,000 views. So I'm going to tell you right now, let me actually look at it. And I'm going to tell you, it has 75 comments only and 53 saves only. So this is the opposite of all the rules I've talked about before, where saves are more important than comments, and that's going to help you go viral. This is, I need to share what happens when you potentially use a trending audio and you have something that happens, which is the exception to every rule. And that is randomly your video goes viral. I have 3,000 likes on this video. And all it is me. I'm going to hold it up for the people watching on YouTube. It's just me with text on screen like that. That's it. With a trending audio. That's this screaming sound or whatever. And it's baffling. So when you think you have it all figured out, and if you think, oh boy, the mothership, you have it all figured out, think again. Something like this could happen. And that's why I always say, just post. Don't hesitate. Don't overthink. If you're trying to constantly stay on a strategy, on a task, sometimes just go off the rails and then something like that happens. I will tell you that this virality on this video has not translated to followers. So that's the difference between having a value-driven viral video versus a random viral video. So it's exciting. Oh, I have a video. It has a lot of views. Whoopee. It hasn't translated into more followers. So it's not really a video that's helping my account necessarily, but perhaps some of the people who popped in on that one looked at some of my other videos and maybe they'll help give me a boost. And that's what I'll leave you with for today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Sometimes I just ramble and I hope that you don't mind, but sometimes things come into my head and I need to share them right on the spot. So if you landed here via a podcast platform, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter so that you get all the links for everything that we're talking about here. And you'll also get music suggestions, which come delivered in the email newsletter. So go check it out there. And it's on hellosocialize.com, right on the homepage is where you can subscribe. So if you're not getting the newsletter, please, please subscribe. And if you are getting the newsletter, please remember to go look in your spam folder and see if the Friday edition of the newsletter last week ended up in your spam. I think it was March. What was it? The 12th? That's the one that seems to be missing in action. Oh no, the 15th. That's the one that's missing in action. The Friday newsletter. So go take a look for it. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you later this week. All right. Bye.